there is something called a mental health first aid class. Would you mind sharing a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been doing this for some time. Our school division offers something called mental health first aid. It's a program that was developed by the Mental Health Commission of Canada. It's been around for a few decades, and essentially it's an evidence-based program that trains individuals that typically are not mental health practitioners to recognize, you know, individuals, be they students, staff, adults, community members, that may be in mental health crisis. It's not a program that trains people up to be mental health professionals. Rather, it's a program that gives individuals an awareness to detect signs of declining mental health or crises, and gives those individuals an ability to communicate effectively with those folks, and also to help refer them on or link them with community support so that they can get the help that they need. Over the last couple of years, we've had a total of 162 people that have been trained in mental health first aid. This includes teachers, clinicians, support staff, people in our operations department, bus drivers, and even board members. So it's a great program. Certainly you can find it in many schools and organizations across the province, and we're happy to be able to offer it. We offered it as one of our courses through our Summer Institute, and we had another intake in December. So it's also something that we have an ability to do because we have two trainers within our school division. Two of our social workers received additional training. Obviously, they're mental health professionals themselves, but they've received additional training to provide or facilitate mental health first aid with our staff members. So we're really, really fortunate to have two trainers on staff.
Okay, very cool. That's neat that you're equipping your staff to be able to handle situations like that. Is GVSD sort of noticing a need to focus on mental health in youth?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, virtually every school division across our province could speak to this in terms of we're seeing increased needs around mental health. And we also know, being a rural community, sometimes it's a little bit more challenging finding those community supports. So having individuals within our school system that can recognize signs around mental health and some mental health challenges, and they're not there to diagnose around mental health issues. They're there simply to help and to link individuals with the supports that may be available either through the school system, like our guidance counselors, our social workers, or through the community. And so definitely it's been an additional support for our staff to support our students and our colleagues in ensuring that we can all work towards optimal mental health.